Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. You're going to try to avoid shopping at Amazon if possible, because the maniacal owner, Jeff Bezos, is just that. He's a maniac. He's an enemy of civilization. He and his, there's a couple of other enemies of civilization. Zuckerberg is one, as is Elon Musk. Now, what do these weirdos claim to fame lately? They want to colonize the moon and Mars is one of the passing fancies. Why? Because the human race is either going to outgrow or is going to destroy the planet Earth. Now, if you ponder the philosophy behind man destroying the planet that God created for man, you will ultimately wind up at the creation moment, and that, okay, would God then, it's his creation, it's not ours. There, and if you've studied cosmology, through philosophy, cosmology, then you know that there is a finite amount of matter in the universe. No new matter, as Brother Francis said, there is no new matter that is being created. All there is substantial, the change in substantial form. If there's no new matter being created, that means also that there is no matter being destroyed. You can't destroy matter. You can change the form that it's in, but you can't destroy. You can't annihilate matter. You can't. Now, knowing that and knowing that limitation, that would put the kibosh on planetary destruction. So then why are people fancying the idea of living on Mars? I never understood that. Like in a movie, Total Recall, which is based on a Philip K. Dick novel, and those are always good, for science fiction, note fiction. Why do people want to live on Mars? What do they want to colonize Mars for? It's cold. It's cold, and it doesn't have the beauty and the warmth and all that goes along with life here on Earth. We are a privileged, blessed lot. So when you hear these maniacs talking about leaving the planet and colonizing elsewhere, know that you're talking about men that reject the natural order, and they certainly reject creation. I'm going to tell you right there, I don't want to be traveling anywhere with these goons. I certainly don't want to go to a new world. Now, those of you wondering, Peter Church, please, Amazon is awesome. I get my Quisp cereal there. Well, did you get your cold milk there? Did you see this from Friday? Wall Street Journal reporting. Amazon just bought Whole Food Markets for $13.7 billion. And I want you to ponder the purchase price for just a moment. $13.7 $13.7 billion. $13.7 billion. The idea, just to ponder this for just a moment, the idea that one man has that kind of wealth, and look, that's a drop in the bucket for him, Bezos, Jeff Bezos, ought to be shocking to people. You know, it used to be in James Bond movies, the evil villains were what? The guys that had cornered the market on something and had all the disposable income that they needed to what? To do what Plankton wants to do in a SpongeBob movie. I will rule the world, right? $13.7 billion. Now, I told my daughter this yesterday, or I told both of them on Father's Day. Dad, I don't see what the big deal about shopping at Amazon is. What's the big deal about him buying Whole Foods? What does he want to do with it? He wants to make it technologically improve food delivery, food consumption, the exchange of resources for food. You can see where this is leading. I've talked about this before. If you don't see the danger in one man owning and controlling a significant part of the food supply chain, heaven help you. Even though I don't think heaven is going to help you. What could possibly go wrong if one dude administered all the food? How many of you have seen the movie Soylent Green? You seen Soylent Green? What was Soylent Green made of? What was it? You know what? It's a homework assignment. It's another, I think it's a Philip K. Dick. He's either, is that a Philip K. Dick or is that a Asimov or Bradbury, Soylent Green? Read the book or watch the movie. What was Soylent Green made of? Okay. Made of church plates. Why does it matter? Okay. There was a single solitary provider of food in Soylent Green. Find out what Soylent Green was made of, and you'll see the danger. What was the movie with, Chris, what's the, Christopher, you're a big Captain America fan. What's the actor that plays Captain America? Is that Christopher Nelson, I want to say? He's in a movie called Ice Train. Now, the ice train is supposedly the last place or the last...
Chris Evans,
thank you. Did you see Ice Train with Ed Harris and Chris Evans? If you haven't seen it, it's not bad. What I'm getting ready to tell you about. What happens in the movie Ice Train? Well, supposedly, they're at the end, an apocalypse has happened. They're on this train. Everything is frozen, right?
Snowpiercer?
That's what the movie's called?
Yeah.
Not Ice Train, Snowpiercer. Okay. So, in Snowpiercer, well, they call it the Ice Train, I think.
They're in a train riding through a lot of ice.
Yeah, they're well, they just keep making a loop, basically, because the world's frozen. Global warming in reverse. It's an environmental catastrophe, and there's no life left on the planet except on this train, right? They have all of civilization on this train. Now, the people in the front cars are wealthy. They're eating food. They got air conditioning or climate control and all that. People in the back cars are not wealthy. They're poor. They're the peasants. They're fed this stuff that kind of looks like Soylent Green. They get this stuff that's shipped from the front car to the back. It comes in little blocks, little cubes. It looks like a candy bar. And Not only do they eat it, but if you have more of it, you can trade for things like weapons in the back car. Now, what does Chris Evans discover? Because he's one of the bad guys. I say bad as in, you know, buffed up and able to defend himself. What is he in Snowpiercer? What does he discover that the cubes are made out of? I don't want to spoil your breakfast. Roaches. Now, nobody knows it. They don't know this. They're just told that it's roaches. Roaches, and they can throw some protein and some other stuff so that people don't get scurvy or die or whatever. That's single control of the food supply. Bad idea. It's not going to end well. Christopher Mims at the Wall Street Journal on Friday. Amazon.com's just announced $13.7 billion bid to acquire Whole Foods Market, Inc. It's just the most extreme example of a larger, more consequential phenomenon. America's biggest tech companies are spreading their tentacles, pushing into complementary businesses in a play to sustain growth as they saturate the market for their existing goods. Led by hard-charging executives, these companies are fueled by classic ambition combined with the almost messianic attitude of those in Silicon Valley that tech can fix every industry on Earth. The impact of all this is clear. Existing businesses that can't respond by becoming tech companies themselves are going to get bought or bulldozed, and power and wealth will be concentrated in the hands of a few companies in a way not seen since the Gilded Age. The rest of us will have to decide how comfortable we are buying all our goods and services from the members of the oligopoly. Think about it. Apple Inc., a computer company that became a phone company, is now working on self-driving cars, original TV programming, and augmented reality, while pushing into payments territory previously controlled by banks. Moves that could make it the first $1 trillion company in the world.